Hey there, fellow travel enthusiast. Ready to swap those daydreams for some real deal Italy planning? We're right there with you, especially if you're looking to make that trip accessible for everyone in your group. And luckily, you've come to the right place.
Absolutely. You know, there's often this perception that Italy, with all its ancient history and, well, you know, cobblestone streets, might not be the most accessible destination.
Yeah, I get that.
But that's where Testo Incolato, this fantastic article we're diving into today, comes in to, you know, bust some myths.
Okay, I am so ready to bust some myths. So picture this. You're in Rome, and you're set on seeing the Colosseum. Now, I don't know about you, but my first thought wouldn't exactly be easy to navigate.
Right. But here's the thing. Italy has been making huge strides in accessibility. We're talking about places like, yes, the Colosseum. They've actually incorporated lifts and ramps throughout the entire structure, so you don't miss a single breathtaking view.
See, that's what I love about these deep dives, you know, unearthing those hidden accessibility gems. Because it's not just about, like, ticking off landmarks. It's about experiencing them, you know, fully.
100%.
And speaking of experiences, let's not forget the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, home to masterpieces like Botticelli's Birth of Venus.
And you know what's really cool about the Uffizi? They actually have a dedicated team to assist visitors with disabilities. Plus, they've got these amazingly detailed maps highlighting all the accessible routes, restrooms, you name it. They've really thought of everything.
See, music to a traveler's ears. It really seems like Italy gets it.
They're getting there.
Yeah. But let's get down to brass tacks here. If you're anything like me, the thought of, like, navigating a new place, especially with accessibility in mind, can feel, well, a tad overwhelming at times.
Oh, for sure. And that's where a little pre-trip planning can make all the difference. And this article, Testo Incolato, really hits the nail on the head with this one. It stresses, like, the importance of doing your homework.
Oh, absolutely.
Think of it like this. A little research before you go can go a long, long way.
Absolutely. So we're talking checking out official websites, scouring those booking platforms with their handy-dandy accessibility filters, you know, making sure you're not hit with any surprises. No more, like, scrolling for hours on end trying to find that one little detail.
Exactly. And while you're at it, another pro tip. Dive into resources that are specifically curated for travelers with disabilities.
Oh, good idea.
Organizations like, brief pause. Well, there are many. But these organizations, they can be lifesavers. They've got the inside scoop, the tried and true tips, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay, so we've got the site somewhat sorted, the planning process is in motion. But what about getting around Italy with its, you know, charming cobblestone streets and bustling city centers can be, shall we say, an adventure in itself.
You're telling me, but here's the silver lining. Italy has really, like, stepped up its game when it comes to accessible transportation. We're talking trains, planes, even taxis.
Okay, spill the details. Because I have to admit, I'm always a bit nervous about transportation.
Well, get this. Most major train stations in Italy, they now have lifts, ramps, and even dedicated staff to assist with boarding. Airports are following suit with those, what are they called? Ambulift services. So that makes, you know, boarding a breeze. And even taxi services are catching on, with more and more companies offering accessible vehicles. It's actually remarkable how far they've come.
That is amazing. So it sounds like getting around is becoming less of a hurdle and more of, like, an exciting part of the adventure itself.
Exactly.
But, you know, once you've arrived, you found your way around, you need a comfy home base.
Yeah.
A place to recharge those batteries, right?
Exactly. And, you know, finding accessible accommodations, that used to be a challenge in Italy. But guess what? Things have changed.
So spill the tea. What's the accommodation scene like these days? Because let's be real, after a day of, like, soaking in all that Italian beauty, you want a comfortable haven to, you know, relax in.
Right. And this is where Testo Incolato really surprised me. It turns out Italy has, like, upped its game big time. We're not just talking about hotels here.
Okay.
Although there are plenty with amazing accessible options, don't get me wrong, but think, like, charming guest houses tucked away in those quaint villages or spacious vacation rentals right in the heart of those bustling cities.
Wow.
All with accessibility features you might not expect.
Okay, stop. I'm already booking my flights. But let's talk specifics. You know, those little details that make a world of difference for travelers with, well, you know, specific needs.
Absolutely. We're talking, like, widened doorways, roll-in showers, grab bars strategically placed, you know, the whole nine yards.
Nice.
Many places even go above and beyond with things like visual alarms, vibrating pillows, even adjustable beds. It's all about, like, customization and comfort. making everyone feel welcome.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It really seems like Italy is making a genuine effort to be like inclusive, welcoming to all travelers. You know, it's not just about checking boxes. It's about creating an experience where everyone feels like comfortable and cared for.
Precisely. And, you know, it's not just about the like physical adaptations. It's about that warmth.
Oh, yeah.
That hospitality of the Italian people that like shines through. And Testo and Collado really highlights this heartwarming aspect.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've heard stories about like the kindness of strangers in Italy. Tell me more.
Well, there's this one anecdote in the article that really stuck with me. It talks about a traveler who was having a bit of a tough time navigating a crowded marketplace.
I can imagine.
With their wheelchair. And a group of locals, they noticed this person was struggling and, like, without hesitation, swooped in, lifted the wheelchair right over those cobblestones. And, you know, helped the traveler get to where they needed to go.
See, it's those little gestures.
Yeah.
You know, those acts of, like, genuine kindness that really make a trip memorable. It's that human connection.
Right.
That makes all the difference. Speaking of human connection, I do have one, like, practical concern.
Language barrier. Yes. That's a common one. But you know what? Even with language differences, you'll find that Italians are, like, incredibly resourceful and helpful.
Good to know.
They're masters of charades, believe me.
That's reassuring to hear. Okay, but let's, you know, switch gears for a moment to something crucial. Especially for those of us who rely on, well, medication. Managing your meds while traveling, especially abroad, can be, like, a little stressful.
You're absolutely right. And this is where Testo and Collado brings up a game changer. Telemedicine.
Okay, telemedicine. Break it down for me. How can it be a lifesaver for travelers?
Think of it as like having a doctor in your pocket, no matter where you are in Italy. Services like the one they mentioned in the article, Pilola Telemedicine, are becoming increasingly popular. Imagine you need a refill on a prescription, or maybe you have a minor health question you need answered.
Right. Boom. You can have a video consultation with an English-speaking doctor right from your hotel room.
Wow, that is so convenient and reassuring, knowing that you have access to, like, medical advice if you need it without the hassle of, you know, navigating a foreign healthcare system.
Exactly.
But what about the, like, legal side of things? What if you need specific accommodations or assistance? Are there any, like, regulations in place that protect travelers with disabilities in Italy?
That's a great question. And yes, Italy takes disability rights very seriously. They have a law called Leg 104, which basically ensures that individuals with disabilities have equal opportunities and access to services. And that includes, of course, travel.
Okay, so Leg 104 has got our backs. What else do we need to know about this law? What does it actually mean for someone, you know, traveling to Italy? Well, essentially, it means you have rights. You're protected.
This is all great information. It sounds like Italy really has their act together when it comes to these laws.
They do. And to answer your question about documentation, it's always a good idea to carry a copy of your doctor's note or disability identification card, especially when you're traveling internationally.
Right. Just to be safe.
It can be helpful to familiarize yourself with EU regulations as well, since they often provide an extra layer of protection for travelers with disabilities.
That makes perfect sense. It's always better to be safe than sorry. But, you know, beyond all the practicalities and regulations, I think what really shines through in Testo and Collado is the spirit of Italy itself.
Absolutely. It's about embracing la dolce vita, right? That joy of savoring life's simple pleasures. And the article really emphasizes that this joy, this Italian zest for life, is something that everyone should be able to experience, regardless of their physical abilities.
You know, this entire deep dive has been so inspiring. I'm picturing myself strolling through those charming Italian streets, gelato in hand, soaking up the atmosphere.
And I'm right there with you. And imagine, with all this knowledge about accessibility, you can really plan your dream trip stress-free.
Exactly. And you know what? This has sparked a thought. What if we challenged ourselves to go beyond the usual tourist hotspots?
Ooh, I like where you're going with this.
What if we used all this newfound knowledge about accessibility to uncover some of Italy's hidden gems? Those charming, lesser-known villages, those family-run trattorias tucked away on side streets, those breathtaking views that only locals know about.
I love that idea. It's about reframing the way we think about travel and accessibility. It's not about limitations. It's about possibilities.
Exactly. So to our listener out there, the one with Italy on their mind and a thirst for adventure, we hope this deep dive has left you feeling informed, inspired, and empowered to plan your most epic, accessible Italian escapade yet. Remember, Italy is ready to welcome you with open arms and ramps and lifts and all the good stuff.
Buon viaggio.
And there you have it, your personalized deep dive into accessible Italy. We had a blast exploring this with you. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep exploring, and keep diving deep.